Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivames Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, 13 lines in the bottom, Chutz Min HaHamana. So Rabbi Yossi had said in the Mishnah that Kol HaNashim Yisarsu, he said like Rabbi Yehuda, that everybody, every woman is allowed to do Erisin. His one exception though was an Almana. An Almana is not allowed to do Erisin right away, because not that she has to wait 3 months, but she has to wait 30 days out of Din of Avelus. So Amr Rav Chista asked the Kasha, really? There's a din of Shleishin that an Avel is not allowed to do Erisin? But I'll prove it to you not like that from a Kavah Chomer. If we find that there's a time where there's an Isser to do laundry, and yet still it's Mutter to do Erisin, so for the Shleishin, where it's a Makam Shemutter L'chabes, a lady, during the Shleishin, a person is allowed to do laundry, so in a din Shemutter L'aris, so all the more so, it should be Mutter to do Erisin. So how could Rabbi Yaisi say that it's also for her to do Erisin all 30 days? Now, Mahi, what's this referring to? When is there an Isser to do Kibos, yet it's Mutter L'aris? Then now we learned in the mission in Mesechus Tainis, it says that the Shabbos Shechal Tishba B'Soicha, the Shavu Shechal B'Tishba, it's also L'Sapra L'Chabes, it's also for a person to get a haircut or do the laundry, U'Bechamishi Mutter B'Nei K'vay the Shabbos, except for on Thursday, that's going to be Mutter to have fresh clothing for Shabbos. Now, V'Tani, we learned in the Braisa, and even though it's also for a person to do the laundry, which the Gemara is understanding to mean before Tisha B'Av, meaning during the Shavuos Shechalboy, so people have to limit the amount of working that they do. They have to limit the Melisa Melitim, and live nice, Valentaya, from all sorts of business, from building and planting, all for recreational purposes, nothing that a person needs, anything that's just recreational, so that a person has to be Mamay. Uma'arsin, again, a person is allowed to do Erisin during this time, even though a person is not allowed to do the laundry during the 9 days during the Shavuot Shechalboy. He is allowed to do Erisin, but he can't do Nesuin, Veinois, and Sudas Erisin, and he can't make a party for the Erisin. But the Erisin itself is Mutter. So you see that during the Shavuot Shechalboy, it's also for a person to do the laundry. And yet it's Mutter to get engaged. So getting engaged, doing Erisin is more kal than laundry. So if during the Shleishim, it's Mutter for a person to do Kibas, for them to do laundry, so then surely it should be Mutter to do Erisin, and how could Rabbi Yossi say otherwise? So says the Gemara, now you misread the Braisa. Kitanya hi koidem the koidem. That Braisa is not referring to the Shavuot Shechalboy. It's referring to that when it says it's mutter to do Erisin, that's referring to the 9 days. That's not referring to the Shavuot Shechalboy. In a Hanami, during the Shavuot Shechalboy, where it's also to do laundry, it could be it's also going to be also to do Erisin. When it says it's mutter to do Erisin, that's referring to before the Shavuot Shechalboy, during the few days before that, from Rosh Chodesh and onwards. Koidem the koidem, before the Shavuot Shechalbay. However, I'm a Rava, that doesn't help us much. That's still going to be a Kavuchaymer, Mineu Bey from the Braisa itself. Whatever you're going to tell me that the Braisa is referring to, we have a Kavuchaymer. That Ma'abim Makam Sha'asa Lisa Velitin, Mutali Ares, so Makam Shamutta Lisa Velitin, and Udin Shamutali Ares. Lamaisa, during that time period, the Braisa is clear that it's also to do business, and yet it's Mutta to do Erisin. So then surely during the Shleishim, where it's Mutta for a person to do business, it should be Mutta for a person to do Erisin, and it's a cash in Rabbi Yaisi. So says the Gemara to answer this kasha attempt number one, that we're going to reframe the entire sheet of Rabbi Yaisi. The light tema of Rabbi Yaisi aymer kol nashim yisarsu, el aymer kol nashim yinasu. Rabbi Yaisi wasn't talking about allowing a woman to do erisin, he was talking about allowing her to do nisuin. And since we were allowing her to do nisuin, now it makes sense that he says, except for an almana. That much, yes, an almana has it in a vavelos that she's not allowed to do nisuin for 30 days during the shleishim. However, ask the Gemara that if she's doing nisuin now, what was her previous marriage? L'chayr nisuin also. He says, Kol anashim yinasu. V'lasel Rabbi Yaisi l'havchen. So we're allowing a lady who just got out of a marriage of nisuin to go ahead and do nisuin again? So he doesn't hold of havchana? So says the Gemara, teretz number one, is that in a chanami. Lasel, yeah, maybe in a chanami. Maybe he doesn't hold of havchana. Or, v'yiseima, then no, that l'aylam islay, he does hold of havchana. V'eima Rabbi Yaisi aymer kol arusa is grushes yinasu. He's not referring to a lady that was previously in an nisuin dika marriage. He's referring specifically to an arusa who gets divorced, so she is now allowed to do nisuin without waiting 3 months. Now mana though, she'll have to wait not 3 months, but she'll have to wait 30 days after the din of avelus. However, ask the Gemara, Yihachi Haina Rabbi Yehuda. So then what exactly is the difference between the Shita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Ikabinayu Nesua Li'aris. Whether or not we allow a lady who was previously in a Nesua to marriage to go ahead and do Erisin. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Nesua Mutaris Li'aris. That was my first in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Savar then Nesua Asur Li'aris. He holds that a woman who is in a Nesua marriage is not allowed to go ahead and do Erisin. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Versa Rabbi Yossi Nesua Asur Li'aris. Vatanu Berulant in the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi that everyone's allowed to do Erisin except for an Amana, because she has a side in of Avelos. How much is her Avelos that she has to wait? It's 30 days. And they can't ensue in until they wait 30 days. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Hi, my Kushya, what's your question? It's on the Resha where Rabbi Yossi says that Kol Nashim Yisarsu, so you see that Rabbi Yossi holds that a woman is allowed to do Erisin. Is that any better than our Mishnah? That was also the Nisuch of our Mishnah. And we said that what it means is that a woman who was previously in Arusa and then she got divorced, so now she's allowed to do Nisuah. So, I'll tell you that that's also what the Braisa means. Ella says the Gemara, no, the Raya is from the Seifa. We say for the Katani that Vakulan Laginasu at Yulahim Shay Shechadashim, that to perform Nisuin, a lady has to wait 3 months. Now it's Mavor that in Suve Udalai Haitsuruse Shapir Dami, that the only time she has to wait 3 months is for Nisuin. But for Erisin, she does not need to wait 3 months. However, Amarava, Taritzei Mahachi, I'll answer up the safe of the Brice like this. This is what Rabbi Yossi was saying. The Rabbi Yossi, Aymer, Kol Arusa, is Grusha, is Inasa. That any lady who was previously in Arusa, she's allowed to do Nesua now. Chutz min ha'almana, except for an Amana, Bebnei ha'ibol, except for, because she has a side in of Avelos. Now, Vakami Ibol Shalah, how long is her Avelos? It's Shalishim Yayim, it's 30 days. V'nesuais, lo yisarsu. And then, not that they have to wait for Nesuin, a lady who was previously in Nesua, she's not allowed to do Erisin, not Shulahan Shalishim Hadashim, until she waits for 3 months. But really, Rabbi Yossi argues on this point with Rabbi Yehuda. But Al-Kapanam, we're back to our Teretz. Our Teretz is that Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah was allowing a lady who was previously in Arusa to go ahead and do Nisuin. The exception is an Almana. An Almana who was previously in Arusa, she's not allowed to do Nisuin. She doesn't have to wait 3 months, but she'll have to wait 30 days because of the din of Avelos. Ask the Gemara, is that true? V'almana min Erisin mi isla ibo? Does an Almana from Erisin, does she even have a din of Avelos? V'atani Rabbi Chiya barami that ishtei Arusa, when you have a wife who's in Arusa, so loy aynin v'loy mitamila. The husband does not become an aynin, and if he's a kain, he's not mitamif her. V'chein hi loy aynenes loy mitamil loy. And she also, mesa, and if she dies in Yarsha, he doesn't inherit from her. But mesu, if he dies, so then goy v'ksuva, so she collects her ksuva. Al-Gopanim, you see that there's no din of avelos by an arusa. So Ella says the Gemara, new teretz. Ella says the Gemara, back to our original reading of the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yossi says, kol hanashim yisarsu. Then every lady is allowed to do erisin, except for an amana, she has a din of avelos that she's not allowed to do erisin. We asked that the chayyur tzakav chaymer, if you find by the 9 days that it's asa for a person to do business, it's muta to do erisin. So during the shleishim, where it's muta to do business, all the more so it should be muta to do erisin. Says the gemara that tanaihi, that whether or not the kav chaymer is true is really machlekas tanaya. Meaning we had the brayis and amud aleph that said that during the 9 days a person's not allowed to do business and yes allowed to do erisin. Based on that, we had the kav chaymer, but really that din is the machlekas tanaya. There's a tanu who holds that just like it's asa to do business, it's also asa to do erisin. So there's no raya that erisin is more kal. The tanya we learned in the brayso that merish chodesh. Rather, tanya ha'am matim miskayim melisa melitim melivnis vontayam melaareisu melisa. Now, amongst the list of things that are asa during the 9 days, it's not just business; it's also melaareisu melisa. She also is not allowed to do erisin. A person can't do erisin or nesuin. And then the brayso just continues that shabbos shachal tishba b'seicha ma'amish deshvut shachal boy. So then there's additional isurim asa l'saper luchad. Some say that those things are asur the entire month. Ba'al Kopanim is a shita who holds that during the 9 days, just like it's asur to do business, So it's also usher to do erusin. However, maskavar Ravashi, mimaydi liaris liaris mamish. Who told you that liaris is referring to actual erusin? Dumul mevitsudas erusin. Maybe it's referring to the party. That's what's usher. Who the usher? Haliaris shapir dami. But actual erusin is mutter. So says the Gemara. Yachi if so, we have to be parallel. We have to be consistent. So then, when the Braisa says melisa, also you'll have to say that what's usher? Only lisa linisa nami lemevitsudas nesuin. We'll teach it up to me in the sudas nesuin. Who the aser halisa shaper dami, but the actual nesuid without a party is going to be mutter, and that can't be. We know that that's going to be aser. So alamai, everything's talking about the actual nesuin and who had the actual erusin that it's aser. Says the gemara, it's not mucha hachi hashda. I'll tell you like this: that bishlam in nesuid b'loy suda yikasimcha. By Nisuin, I'm going to read it as talking about the actual Nisuin, because even the actual Nisuin makes sense, because there's Simcha even without a party. Ela Erisin, b'loy Suda, mika Simcha. But Erisin, I can't say that's talking about without a Suda, because then there's not much Simcha. So that it makes sense to read it as talking about a Suda's Erisin, and Nisuin to read it as the actual Nisuin. So there's no Hechra from the Braisa that there's such a Shita who holds that during the 90s, where it's usher to do business, that it's going to be mutter to do, that's going to be that who I did. It's also to do erusin. It could be everybody agrees that during the 9 days it's only also to do business, but erusin mamish is going to be mutter. In which case we have a kal v'chomer that surely during the shleishim where it's mutter to do business, it should be mutter to do erusin. And back to our kashan Rabbi Yaisi. Elam Rav Ashi that shani avilus chadashim avilus yishana. You bechlal can't compare the two. You can't ask from the 9 days onto the din of shleishim. There's a big difference between avilus chadasha, a new avilus, a fresh avilus like by an almana, and avilus yishana over the base of mikdash, which is an old avilus. And also another difference is that v'shani avilus the rabbim avilus the yachid, and avilus the rabbim of klal yisrael over the churban. That's more kal than an avilus the yachid, an individual's avilus, an almana's avilus. And therefore, even though it might be true that during the 9 days it might be true that there's going to be a heter to do erusin, it would still make sense that maybe by an almana maybe we'll be more machmir when it comes to erusin, and we'll say that erusin for her is going to be usher.